You know you're not.
Yeah, you don't have cans on.
My cans.
Hey, bub.
Hey, bub. Hey, bub. Hey, bub.
No. No. I'll do it live. I'll do the f***ing thing live.
We are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I'll give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. Don't know the who's who's, and I don't know the what's what's.
Y'all, it is Sizzin. I'm from the north. I'm an alpha male. I live on the west side of Nashville, Tennessee with Baser. We're married in love. We are still in that honeymoon phase, boys. Guys, over to you.
I want to give you a visual real quick.
Yeah, give me a visual. I want to know what's going on.
I saw the coolest thing in the back of Sizzin's car today.
Okay.
I went outside to go get something for my car, and I see his blazer there. I mean, the tires are half flat.
Thanks,
Coach. I'm worried about your tires. They look like they're going to pop at any second.
Coach,
and did you see the dent on the passenger side?
There's a terrible dent on the passenger side. I mean, we've already seen you can't open the passenger rear door. Coach, there's about an inch of dust on top of the car. It looks like it's been sitting there for, I don't know, a month. But there's a sticker on it that just says everything great about life. It says on the window, less stress, more life.
He sells those.
No.
Those stickers.
I know. And I think that that's the best way to sell your product. On a piece of car.
Yeah. Hey,
that looks
right.
Like the dude doesn't give a crap about anything.
You're right. If it was on like a brand new Beamer, it'd be like, yeah, it's easy to less stress, more life because you're rolling around in a Beamer.
Yeah.
But no. You're rolling around in a beat up piece of junk saying, look, man, I don't give one F.
Coach, props to you.
Right.
I hope you sell a lot of bumper stickers.
All right, guys.
Is it a big bumper sticker or is it like a sticker that goes on the window?
It's on the window. It's about the size of your palm. Maybe bigger.
So it's like the ones that says my son is.
Yeah, like the size of like the little soccer ball and it says Kyle, number 14, like that one.
Less stress, more life, guys. It's always the person with the deepest thoughts whose life looks like it's going to straight up hell in
a
handbasket.
I mean, it looks like there's no organization
whatsoever. Most deep
in your
thinkers
life.
Are the ones that don't have anything because they got a lot of time to think because they're like, man, I got no TV to watch, can't pay for internet. Ooh, man, I'm just going to sit here and get lost in my thoughts.
Yeah, you want to know the deepest person at a coffee shop? It's the guy that doesn't have a coffee that's just there unemployed. Mm-hmm. He's Mr. Deepy. At that point, when you're rock bottom, that's when all of a sudden you have these epiphanies and huge ideas and revelations.
You're right, Coach. When I graduated college, I saw these people at coffee shops like hanging out all day on their laptops doing something. I don't know what they were doing, and I thought they were so cool. Like, man, I want that to be me someday. Now that I grow up, I'm like, go get a job. Like, you literally are sitting there all day not working on anything. You're just looking at the people so the people can look at you. They've got everything mixed up in their mind.
5-hour coffee shop guy. That's what 5-hour
coffee
shop guy getting the free Wi-Fi. Maybe they give free refills, or maybe they just have a glass of water. So
maybe they know the owner.
Oh, well, no, they get to know the employees because they're there every day doing their 5 hours.
Yeah.
And so they get free drinks. Oh, hey, man, we got some extra muffins. You want a muffin? Hey, man, that'd be great. You know, I'm just sitting here working on this plan, this spreader sheeter.
John's been working on that one for 6 months now.
So Tom, let's see the progress on that spreader sheeter.
It's not ready yet.
I'm working on a different spreader sheeter today.
Boys, when I was in college, I would go to the coffee shop to study, but, I mean, all I studied was a bunch of ass and I mean, honestly, next thing you know, an hour passed, and all I'd done is just looked at a bunch of co-eds at Texas State.
Right, which is what they're doing, too,
It
Coach.
Is very difficult. There's a small percentage of people. I believe one of our writers, Mike D., is able to go to a coffee shop and get work done. I have never been one of those. So what I am saying right here, if you see people at a coffee shop, they're not the world beaters that are out there in upper management crushing, making power moves. They are the people that are like, what the am I going to do for a full-time job?
Bleep that, Coach. Thanks, Coach.
More often than not, and I'll hang up and listen.
Look, at my ripe age of 42 years old, you know why I go to the coffee shop to work on stuff?
Why?
Because the internet at my house is out. That's because AT&T screwed up and my internet's not working. So I need to go to Starbucks and use it real quick.
I get it.
I don't even go in the coffee shop, though. I'll just park in the parking lot and use it.
That's an all-time low.
Yeah.
That's an all-time low. You might as well go in the coffee shop instead of sitting
you
in your car.
You don't need to, Coach. You park right next to the building. The Wi-Fi is great.
Yeah, but you don't want to run your car. You go inside, sit in the AC.
Oh, no, I turn it off, Coach. I have a Jeep, so I turn it off. I just sit there, put the seat all the way back, and then just work on the laptop.
Or
one time, all-time low is when I had to bring my 13-year-old son with me because he had work to do, too, and our internet was out. So we're all sitting there in the car doing work.
Well, I mean, you have no other options. That's really it, though, right, Coach?
That's it, Coach. I mean, what am I supposed to do? I got to turn stuff in. It's due at 7 p.m. I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
So here's the deal. Now people put the passwords on Wi-Fi. Back in the day, people weren't smart enough to do that. And you could drive in front of somebody's house, pick up their Wi-Fi for free.
Yeah, just park out front. That doesn't look creepy.
Coach, at my house, there's 21 options.
Oh, yeah, there's a lot.
They're all locked.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When the internet first came out, people didn't know you could block the signal.
No, there's one in mine. There's like a list, and then there's one that says FBI surveillance van.
I have it, too. So what is that?
That's what I'm asking you.
Guys, I have that, too.
How do you have the exact same one?
In my neighborhood?
That's what I'm wondering. Like,
Google that. Like, I bet you there's like, like fantasy names. Fantasy. Dak to the future.
Dak that ass up.
Yeah, I got a big Dak. They come up with these stupid names that everyone at some point figures it all out and like, ooh, I'm going to name my team that. Is FBI surveillance van something where it's like, it'd be cool if I did that on mine.
Well, so, how do you guys both have the exact same one in your neighborhood?
That's my point.
My point is it's not something being funny. That's real talk.
Right? That's what I would say.
So we both have FBI surveillance vans in our neighborhood?
I was going the angle that it was a joke. And then as I'm talking, Eddie finished my sentence and I was like, well, I need to change angles here because now maybe they have.
I don't got a surveillance over here.
He's just on his fantasy. He had Hulu up a little while ago.
It looks like he got his ass kicked this week.
Nothing to see here. It was just a dollar bet.
Let's go ahead and tune back to Mitchell and Marvin. Let him know that he's all okay to play today. Over.
That is a segue for lunch's soccer talk.
No, there is no soccer talk, man.
Oh, it's over.
No. We started a new season last week, but nothing crazy happened. But, guys, you want a segue? Let's talk. I mean, the NFL. I don't know where to start.
I'm not good at segues anymore, Ray. You just hit the clip.
You don't know where to start.
I don't know where to start.
Where do you want to start?
That's what I'm asking you. Where do you guys want to start? Like,
should we start the progress of the weekend?
Well,
Saturday?
We can do that. Or is NFL more important?
No, let's start with Monday night's game, Coach. Of course, let's start with Saturday. Let's start ass backwards. I'd love to talk about the game tonight.
That's not a bad idea, Coach.
Well, the biggest if you were starting off, what was the biggest thing from this weekend? No, Saturday or Sunday? Oof. Which one would you pick? What was the biggest thing in your mind, Eddie?
We rented out a theater for my kid's birthday party. That was kind of fun.
No, not talking about.
No, what?
I mean, that's fine. Did other parents stay?
One dad and we were both watching football in the back, and then
what
one
day
mom,
was this?
One mom on Sunday. Yesterday.
Oh, so you watched NFL on your phone?
Oh yeah. Direct ticket. I got my Sunday ticket.
Yeah, my ticket wasn't working. It was saying it could not find my student, so I'm going to have to get a...
What do you mean they couldn't find your student, Coach?
Yeah, they asked you for the email address and what college, and I told them again. Like, I just tried to re-sign up, and they're like, oh, we can't find that student in our database, so I have to upload a class schedule. I need to get a class schedule from
Coach,
my guy.
I'm sure Arnold can just whip that up real quick for you.
Well, that's what I'm hoping.
Hey, it's Box. Hey, Vanderbilt professor. Do you got a minute? I need a class schedule. That's not the reason you're thinking. I know I look 40.
That's why the FBI surveillance van is there?
Dude, if you still have to go to that length, I don't know if it's worth it getting it from a kid, that email address.
For $99, it's worth it.
But
I'm
saying you need more info. It sounds like at first I was told you just need an email. Now I'm told you need a schedule.
No.
A week ago I was told you need a birthday.
No, they didn't.
I believe you need to prove to them that you live in the dorms too.
No. They just when they
hey,
I guess
sleep
when
in
they
your
look
bed real quick, prove that I live here.
Here, take a picture.
You may
hey,
not
my girlfriend.
Not everyone may
I
have to upload a schedule.
It.
I just was told that they couldn't find it. Can I upload some documents so a schedule will work? So I just need to get a schedule from this individual.
Send them our prep sheet for work.
I don't think that's a schedule.
Well, it's something. Our recording schedule.
A class schedule.
Okay. On top, put Mr. Bones or something on it.
We don't record the little show. This is live.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Eddie, besides the movie theater, I'm glad you're so. Everybody just, 8-year-old birthday, do they still bring presents, everybody?
Yeah, they all brought presents.
Okay.
Yeah.
You open them at the theater?
No, we took them home.
So you don't open them in front of everybody?
No. Take them home and enjoy it.
I always find that weird, like, if you go to a couple shower or whatever, a baby shower.
And they open the gifts in front of you?
When was the last baby shower you went to, Coach?
He's about to have another one.
No.
My own, all three of them.
I've been to a couple shower where they open them. And it's like, well, this is awkward.
Coach, invited to a baby shower, I lost the invite.
That's not true.
I'm not going.
Your wife will make you go.
You're going. Stop
I haven't
it.
Gone to one of yours.
Your wife.
I've never had one.
Why not? Should we have one for you?
Because I don't know. Because
it's us. It's our fault. I'm sorry. We dropped the ball on that.
It's not on the person having the baby to plan the baby shower.
You're right. Me and Gray, we will plan your next baby shower.
You and Gray?
Ray.
Oh. I was like, who's Gray?
Me and Ray.
Been a long day slurring.
The first one, there was never a baby shower. You guys didn't hook it up. The people in the building didn't hook it up. Anybody else has a baby in the building?
Hook it up.
Always a baby shower. Me?
Didn't Slam Dunkin' have a baby shower?
Yes. Two of them.
Wedding shower.
But yes, so I've never had one, so that's why you've never been to mine,
okay,
Ray.
Okay, Coach, let's talk football.
Yeah, let's talk football. What is the biggest takeaway from this weekend for you? What was the most important game,
it's
moment,
obvious.
Whatever?
It's obvious.
I will tell you, and not Thursday included, the Cowboys.
Yeah, we already talked about that.
I'm worried about the Eagles. Being a Cowboys fan, they look very good.
Oh, you're worried about them as in terms of competition.
Yes, they looked very good. They surprised the heck out of me. I'm a little worried about our – I thought our division would be easy, and I thought, like, ooh, this is going to be a cakewalk. After seeing the Eagles this weekend, that worries me a little bit. They're pretty damn good. Pretty damn good.
I think you're a little bit overzealous on how good they are.
Oh, you think so?
Because you want to know what you can do? You can trash the Falcons. Take them out. Trash. They are garbage. They are in for a long season. They're in for a long few years. Matt Ryan at 36 years old, they decided to draft the tight end, number 4 overall, when all those quarterbacks were sitting there, and they need to start. It's over. They are garbage.
Dude, they're so bad.
They are so bad. So I don't know how good the Eagles are. I just think the Falcons are awful. Yes, Jalen Hurts, they looked good, but the Falcons are awful.
Who's worse, the Falcons or the Packers?
The Falcons, by a lot.
Okay.
By a lot.
Besides Aaron Rodgers looking like Jesus, I don't know what happened to the Packers. I think they'll be back next week, but that might have been the most confusing team of the weekend.
I mean, what the hell happened there?
Here's what happened. Aaron Rodgers decided to spend the offseason crying like a little bitch.
Whoa, Coach.
Oh, here, I'm going to hang out in Hawaii and find myself. Guess where he found himself?
Hawaii.
Getting his ass kicked.
Oh.
That's where he found himself five yards. As much as I hate Aaron Rodgers,
I'm not gonna like his hair.
His hair, I don't care. If he wants to have long hair,
nice
long
care.
Hair,
don't
care.
I like a bear.
I'm not even going to really blame Aaron Rodgers.
Sit in my chair.
As much as I don't like him, and I'm going to say the off season, the drama was, you know, oh, that's his fault. He was a crybaby. He should have been, you know, spending the off season with his teammates. No, that's not what it was. The offensive line was so bad. He didn't really have time. They didn't get a running game going because they couldn't, because the Saints were in the backfield all day long. So when you have no offensive line, you can't do anything.
You missed that lock, by the way. Good job on that.
I did miss that lock. I thought the Packers were going to come out on fire. I thought the Saints were going to be a dumpster fire, and it was the exact opposite.
Mm-hmm.
I should not have doubted Sean Payton. He is a great head coach in this league, and he took famous Jameis and said, hey, he may have thrown 33 interceptions the last time he was a starting quarterback, but this time, don't worry, we're going to keep it under control. We're going to run. Jameis doesn't even have to throw that much, and we're going to ball out. And they came, and they balled out.
Yeah.
They absolutely dominated. So as much as I would say the Packers, I want to blame Aaron Rodgers, the offensive line was bad, and the Saints had a great game plan. They were really they were awesome. The Saints are a lot better than I thought they were going to be. I thought they were going to be bad all year. They're going to be a force to be reckoned with.
Best game on Sunday, though.
I mean, it's obvious.
Easy.
Chiefs-Browns.
If you didn't watch that game, check highlights, do something, because you missed out. And Bub was there.
Oh, his butthole was puckered for three quarters.
Here he is. Bring him in.
Listen,
no, Bub, he's still on the way home.
I take every Monday off after Chiefs Sunday, Bub, all the way to the end of the year. It's unprecedented, Bub.
That's what he's doing, right?
Yeah, that's what he's doing, because he has to drive back. What did you think of that game?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, it was great. It was what I expected because I know that the Browns defense is what ranked
not good.
What?
Not good.
No, the Browns have a good defense.
No. Yes. They're gonna have a good defense.
You can't judge a defense based on Kansas City. I mean, Kansas City is lethal. But
they had to, you want to know how bad their defense is? They replaced, I think, maybe nine starters on defense because they were so bad. That's how bad their defense was.
Right.
So they're gonna have a better defense. They're gonna have a better defense
starting with this week.
Okay.
Not a bad defense. Sure, they allowed a lot of points. But again, the Chiefs. That's what they're gonna do to you. They're just gonna freaking ram the ball down your throat. They're gonna charge. They're gonna score. Right. But the Browns did the same thing. I mean, it was a Rocky movie. Boom, boom, back and forth, back and forth. I loved it. So that's what I expected from both of them because, I mean, we saw the Browns at the end of last year. They started to make a run. Baker started to act like a freaking Heisman Trophy winner. Like, he started to play better.
Number one draft pick. Number one draft pick.
Chubb is unstoppable.
He is so good.
When he gets tired, guess what? Kareem Hunt's as good.
Kareem Hunt didn't really do much.
But still, it's an option there. Yes. You can't sleep on Kareem Hunt.
You're right.
So, I mean, it's exactly what I expected. Came down to the wire, but man, Mahomes is just, you can't stop the dude. You cannot stop Mahomes.
What was Baker trying to do? Was he trying to throw it away and the guy grabbed his leg?
Well, he was going down and he didn't want to take a sack because he knew it would waste too much time, and so he was trying to throw it out of bounds. He was just trying to get rid of it. And when he was getting hit, he threw it, and he didn't get enough on it. Interception to end the game. there was a guy with a flashlight. Did that not, everybody catch your attention? Yeah, like, there's some guy in the room with a flashlight.
I thought FBI surveillance came in.
And I was like, what are we doing here?
Chris Harris. Hello. It's not a wine cooler. The wine cooler's not for me.
Hey, well, why do you have a seat?
Why do you need condoms?
Yeah. What's up with the wine coolers?
Why a teddy bear?
Yeah. So here's what I think. If you're going to – the Chiefs are losing their luster, guys.
What?
What do you mean?
Don't say that if Bub's listening.
Coach, it's the same team.
I told you all of last year, they weren't living up to expectations. They weren't covering games. Everybody was getting closer and closer and closer. And guess what? People are getting closer and closer. The Browns
– They're not covering games, though, Coach, because –
But that's because they're not meeting expectations.
No, they're not covering games because they assume that that their defense – they're forgetting that their defense sucks.
Yeah, their defense sucks.
So anybody they play is going to put a lot of points up. The Chiefs are going to outscore whoever they play.
Here's
but not
the problem.
By much because their defense is so terrible.
You're living by miracles every single game. If you keep getting down...
Life is a miracle, Coach.
It is. It is a miracle.
Less stress, more life.
That's right. If you keep allowing yourself to fall down by these double-digit scores, you're going to run out of magic. You can't come... It is not
sustainable. But it's always going to happen because their defense is terrible.
It's not sustainable to get down by 10, 12, 14, 16, 18 points and come back and win. You can't...
With Mahomes, it is.
And here's what the Browns did so well with the Chiefs. They didn't give up the big play. The Chiefs, if you make them go 10-play drives... That's the key against the Chiefs' offense. And they did that for a little over three quarters.
Coach, every 10 yards is a first down. What are you talking about?
Did they had one big play in the whole game.
Sure.
And it was
Cheetah.
It was in the fourth quarter. That's when it started to unravel for the Browns. They had the turnover.
It started to unravel when they fumbled the ball.
They fumbled
that
and then
was
they give
terrible,
up the,
dude.
They give up the big play, which they hadn't done all game, and then the punter. I don't know what he was doing.
That was so bad.
I mean, he...
I mean, I
like,
get
hot potato, hot potato, hot potato.
It's loud at Arrowhead, but Bub, all you got to do is catch the ball and put a foot on it.
89.7, Bub.
I mean, that's the thing. The punter drops the ball. Kareem Hunt, I believe it was him or Chubb, one of them drops the ball. Chubby drops the ball. That's the game turner. Cleveland had that game. Bub was puckered, and Bub got real lucky. Otherwise, he was about to make an 8-hour drive back to Nashville with a load of work on his desk, and he was going to be puckered the entire drive.
Look,
because, Bub, I don't work Mondays after Kansas City Sunday, Bub.
I'll speak for Bub. A dub's a dub, Bub. Come on, move on.
A dub is a dub, but the Browns are a team to watch. They are going to be really, really good, and they controlled the clock. I'm just saying, what you need to do against Kansas City is make them – plod down the field, no big plays, and they did that for a little over three quarters, and then they give up the big one to Tyreek Hill.
God.
Hey, did anybody see Bub, his trek, his journey? He was documenting the whole thing on Twitter.
Coach, what I saw in the journey that I don't understand.
He went to some Seminole casino. He just about lost his ass.
No,
before
Coach,
he
said he was up $145.
I thought he said $345.
I thought I saw $345.
Yeah, I thought he said plus $345 in a poker tournament, and then he didn't even check into the hotel. He just took a nap in the hotel parking lot.
Well,
he
I don't
stayed
understand
up
that
all
part.
Night at the casino playing poker, God knows who, guys smoking packs of cigarettes, and then he goes and gets a biscuit, he said, at Waffle House, and then he headed to Arrowhead.
A terrible waffle, by the way.
And oh, he 345.
Was, wow. He was one of the first people at the stadium at the point where the gates are down and you can't even pull into the parking
he
lot.
He was
yet.
Number two in line in, at that gate.
Coach, his car was right by the stadium. He had a great parking spot.
Yeah, because he was number two in line at the gate. So he was there plenty of time ready for it. And when he went, I mean, for three quarters, he hated his life. He hated his decision.
It was not looking good.
He hated his decision to buy season tickets.
Yes.
He hated his
No, Bub, come on, Bub. He loves his Chiefs.
And when you lose, you're in the worst mood, and he was about to have to drive 8 hours back.
And you know
all
he was
sourpuss.
Fully hung because he polished off a bottle of whiskey, had his fingers in the whiskey all damn afternoon.
I love it.
I mean, it was a fascinating game. So entertaining. And Baker Mayfield throws that interception. He's just slamming the turf like, dang it.
I like that. A lot of emotion from the kid. But, yeah, that's one of the things. The great quarterbacks find a way to either throw
that's
that
right.
one away, right? I mean, that was so ugly.
That's right, Ray.
Right?
That's it.
I'll hang up.
A little bit, yes. I mean, he made a mistake. It happens. I mean, Aaron Rodgers had two interceptions. It just was a bad play. He was trying to throw it out of bounds.
If you threw on the Packers game, you had – a weird Sunday. I mean, there was only one game at that time period to watch, depending on your exact location. Maybe you only had a couple games, but the Packers game was unwatchable. Saints blew them out.
Yeah, you need to turn it on. You turn it on. It's like, oh, okay, well, this game's over. That was fun.
I didn't watch that one. I didn't watch the 49ers. No need to watch that one.
No need to watch it.
And then, gosh, Coach, I mean, I wanted to watch the Titans, but was that even worth watching either?
No, we did a watch party at the clubhouse. We had 50 people RSVP.
Any floss?
We had a No, it was indoors. So we had
any
a ton-
floss?
No one flosses indoor. No one flosses indoor.
I will say there were still some floss out at the pool.
That's
so
what I'm
we had the TV
about.
Going on. We also had a TV behind us. You know what I'm saying? The floss channel. But anyways, none of the beer was drank. 50 people RSVP'd about. It was me and a guy drinking and another dude with a Derrick Henry jersey. It was about five guys sitting
there. Derrick Henry. That's where Derrick Henry was because he sure as hell wasn't at the goddamn game.
Come on, Coachy. But yeah,
it was one year I drafted him in fantasy and he decides, you know what? Everybody can tackle me behind
you.
The line.
I told you.
Every
fool's
freaking
gold.
Time.
But it was one of the most depressing watch parties. By the end of the game, it was me and
wait, you stuck around for the end of the game?
I had to. We hosted the watch party.
Coach, come on.
But
I forgot your community cares at the apartment complex.
Yes, and the jersey that you guys got me for my birthday, Sore Losers Nation, is 0-for-1. I will not be wearing it anymore. And also, I don't know if the Titans are going to have a win in the next couple weeks. We play the Hawks next. That's trouble, boys. That's big trouble.
It's big trouble. I look at the schedule. They go to Seattle, and I'm like, oh,
yeah, Coach,
God.
You know about that traveling, going all the way to the West Coast.
What? Seattle's good. That's
what real
I,
good.
But that's what I mean. It's like, wow. They got housed. Here's the thing. Chandler Jones was just hanging out with Ryan Tannehill all day. Taylor Lewan,
he took accountability, Coach.
Oh, shut up. Get out of here with that crap. He gets on Twitter. I'm so sorry.
Busting
I'll
with
be
the
better.
Boys, Coach.
That's what he's.
Who said that?
Taylor Lewan.
About what?
He got worked.
He got worked.
And he goes
I mean,
on
look,
Twitter
I understand
said,
he's coming back from an ACL injury.
And he said what?
Let me tell you. He got absolutely dominated. Chandler Jones had five sacks. Five sacks in one game. Lewan looked like he was standing still, and Chandler Jones was going around like, oh, excuse me. It was like a parking cone, and he was doing drills in practice the way he was tossing him out of the way. Taylor Lewan could not move, and I understand you had ACL surgery, and maybe you're not ready to come back, especially going against Chandler Jones. Maybe next week against Seattle they don't have anybody like Chandler Jones. Not a lot of people do, but boy, he looked awful. He got beat like a drum. Just boom, boom, boom. Time after – for a little bit, they put him on the stationary bike and brought in a backup because they said, Lewan, you're not cutting it.
Wow.
Terrible. Their whole offensive line was terrible. Terrible.
So the absolute worst start that the Titans could have had to the season, that happened. Man, that was anticlimactic. You had people with their jerseys on, Julio Jones. I mean,
did he play?
I didn't even know Julio was on the team until the third quarter. I thought he was supposed to be big with good hands. I could have caught better balls like that on the playground with my nephew Boomer, and I'll hang up and listen. And A.J. Brown, thank God, I realized the former A.J. Brown, please stand up. He finally did in the third quarter. We had negative 1 yard through two quarters. Guys, that was real bad, and it's not looking good. We still have another couple weeks before a win, hopefully against the Colts. But, yeah, Seahawks, that game's over too.
I wouldn't say it's over. It was one bad game.
I ain't watching it.
He quit on his team already?
Hey, no, dude. I already threw the jersey away.
The dude that was dressed up as Derrick Henry, he left and sometime in the third quarter. He was just done with the game.
Well, yeah, because that's when Derrick Henry finally started running the ball. In the third quarter, he got like 40 yards. It was like, oh, here comes Derrick Henry. But the Titans defense, just as bad as last year. I mean, they just couldn't stop anybody. They couldn't stop anything. Everybody's wide open.
Oh,
wide
wow.
open.
Well, the Hawks are only 6-point favorites against the Titans next week.
Take it.
Take the Titans.
What?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, take the Titans.
After that?
Oh, coach.
See, that's the problem. That's the.
It's a flip-flop league, you know.
Exactly.
It really is, though.
Sure, coach, but no. Seattle's too good. Seattle's too good. Titans just, I mean, I don't know.
I don't know if it hurt that their offensive coordinator left to be the head coach in Atlanta and they were missing him and they had hurt feelings or what, but, God, it was just awful.
Tannehill couldn't get a ball off. He was missing
guys. I mean, he was getting
guys.
Killed, wasn't he?
Dude, and then the Arizona got one hell of a receiving corps. Got Kirk, A.J. Green, and Hop.
And don't forget their rookie, Rondale Moore, is going to be real good. He was fast.
Wasn't there one guy named Shirts? Or that's, I'm thinking of the Browns
That was
game.
The Browns Shorts from Auburn.
Sorry, boys. I'll hang up.
And Fitzgerald.
No, he's not playing.
He's not playing anymore?
No. He said he doesn't know if he's going to come back. He doesn't have the urge right now.
Oh, yeah. He's not feeling it.
Or maybe he's waiting until game 10 to see how they're doing, keep his healthy body, you know, his body healthy for the playoff run. But I'll tell you what, that defense for the Arizona Cardinals looked good. J.J. Watt and Chandler Jones on that defensive line looked good together. They were a good little combo. It was a pretty sad day. Like, those early games, it was like, well, that was fun, guys.
What happened to your Bills? Super Bowl champs.
Oh, that's my champ. Niners are my champ.
Oh, Niners are the champ.
Yeah. Bills were your champ, I believe.
No.
Yeah, we had
no,
Bills.
I have the Packers.
Guys.
Oh, hey. What happened to your champ?
Yeah.
What happened to your champ? My champ won. I mean, they made it a little closer than I thought they should. I mean, they were up big, and then all of a sudden, I don't know what happened, but woo! Damn. Yeah, should we take a break and then talk about the Bills Steelers?
Sure.
All right, we'll be right back.
You guys want to talk about a game you didn't watch?
Yeah,
I watched all of them.
I think what happened is the Steelers, like last year at the beginning of the year, they were healthy, they were good, and I think that's what happened this year. I think it was a good game, battled. Buffalo didn't have their best game, but I didn't see it. I just saw highlights and seemed like a pretty close game to me. I don't know. I don't think you can. I'm not writing off the Bills as they suck. I'm not saying the Steelers are great.
Well,
there was
a lot of hype going in for the Bills,
right? But
and they didn't perform to that level.
Well, you're not listen in the NFL.
Me?
You're not going to perform to that level every single week.
Really? The Bucs didn't?
No, they gave up a lot of points.
I mean, coach, you're assuming certain. Let's do this.
Okay.
What teams did you assume were going to be good and then ended up being exactly what you thought?
Titans.
No, not the opposite. What you thought they were going to be.
I thought the Browns were good.
Correct.
The Chiefs.
Why? Because they ended the last season really good.
I just think that, with getting Jadeveon Clowney, I thought the Browns just adding pieces, getting Odell Beckham, but he didn't play.
Seattle, consistent, always?
Seattle, yeah, they played good. Indy, I didn't know what to expect because Wentz has been out all training camp with his hurt foot, surgery, you know what I mean, whatever. So I didn't really know what to expect from Indy.
He did great.
I don't know if he did that well.
I mean, not bad.
I mean, we knew the Bears were going to be terrible.
You're underselling the Bears. The Bears, the offense actually played well. Andy Dalton looked fine. They moved the ball up and down on the Rams. It's their defense that let them down, which is not – the Bears are supposed to be known for their defense. Their defense was awful. Awful.
Well, that's 7.5 wins ain't going to happen for you.
I mean, the first throw of the game. I mean, the first play of the game, freaking Stafford throws for, 40 yards, touchdown.
Was it the first? Yeah, they did a couple –
It was
running,
the first.
It was a couple running plays, then they did – yeah, it was pretty – wide open. It was that's ugly. Blown coverage. Then they got another blown coverage to Mr. Consistent Cooper Kupp. Consistent Cooper, isn't that what we called him?
Yes.
Or Cooper Consistent, I think is his nickname, I told you.
I did assume that the Rams were going to be good because
yes.
You have McVay, you have Stafford, who's a good quarterback, but was never really given the chance to be a good quarterback.
In Detroit, he always had to just outscore people. He could never just be smart with the ball. With the Rams last night, he could just, hey, you know what? We're not going to give up very many points. I don't have to take all these chances.
It was cool.
Run. Cool, calm, clutch.
You talk about somebody that turned their life around. He used to live in Detroit.
That's right.
Eight Mile with a bad team.
Matthew Stafford.
Megatron leaves him, so it's almost like his friends left him.
Yeah, it was like a divorce.
And he's just in a cold, dark neighborhood. He leaves there for L.A., and now he's living the good life.
Yeah, you know what happens every morning when the sun comes up for Matthew now?
You see L.A.
Yeah.
Hey, did you talk to Keith about the games?
I tried to call him, but no
answer.
2-hour
conversation.
I mean, his birthday was Saturday. Happy birthday, kid.
Oh, I called him.
But I tried to call him, but he didn't answer. He was at the Arkansas-Texas game in Arkansas.
He went to Arkansas?
Yeah.
Why?
I have no idea why.
Kid, I took a couple of kids with me.
Because UT, because UT's back, kid. Hook 'em.
Pack your pillows. Let's go, boys. We sleep in the car.
That is shocking that he drove to Arkansas. Did he fly or drive?
I assume they drove. Don't know.
Who's they?
He was going with
him
someone else.
Him and two kids.
I don't know who all went. I just know that I saw on Facebook that he was going to the game. That's all I know.
You got gas money? Did your mom give you some?
But yes, okay, great. But yeah, so back, you're talking about my Bears. You make fun of my Bears, but the offense played fine.
When were they going to put Fields in, Coach?
Why? Andy Dalton did fine.
Nah, come on. I mean, it's fine. Do you want? Is that what you want? Fine? You want to start the season off fine?
Justin Fields is not ready.
How do you know?
Because
did you see him? You've been working with him?
Everything you read, like they said last night on the broadcast, you got to get
it. What do they know? He just, before they said anything, before Collinsworth said anything, he's like, hey, look, I don't know what I don't know. We don't know. No one knows, right? We don't know. But I'm assuming he's not ready.
No, he said in the preseason, Justin Fields held the ball the longest of any quarterback in the NFL. In usually they get it out in 2 seconds. He was holding it for four and a half seconds.
He's looking for a good option, Coach.
Exactly, because he's not ready for the NFL speed and how quick, how little time you have to get that ball. You have a millisecond. Okay, he's open, throw it. You can't hold on to the ball. And that's what they're saying. They were showing Andy Dalton. They were like, look at how quick.
He doesn't need to. He just run the ball first
you
down.
You don't want him to run the ball. You've got to learn how to throw the ball.
He'll get there.
Exactly. He'll get there. So he's not ready.
Let's play him, and then he'll get there.
Why? We have Andy Dalton who did just fine
last
night.
They showed the poor old lady, the owner. What's her name? Barbara? She's sitting in the box being like, you know.
Oh, the Bears?
Yeah.
Yeah. When they show the old owners, it's like, oh, they're not going to see a Super Bowl in their life. Like, it's over. Like, no, they and you see the younger owners, like, oh, they do have a chance. Like, they may actually see them win something.
You could tell the old lady was like, put Fields in. What are we doing? This is stupid.
No, I don't
they
even
never did.
No, she's pretty old. I don't even know if she can see what's going on. She doesn't even know who's in the game.
The
yeah,
team.
She's like, oh, that guy playing quarterback, he good. Is he young or is he old? What's his name? Does he have red hair? Or, you know, I mean, who knows?
I felt like the Bears didn't want to win.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I mean, make a change somewhere, you know? Like,
what do you mean make a change? Their defense was awful.
Stop with this college crap where you put your quarterback, you change your quarterback out every other play. Like, it's stupid. Just
he only got six plays.
Whatever.
Calm down.
Stick Fields in there and let's win this game.
They weren't going to win the game.
If Montgomery. Montgomery was amazing.
He was.
I'll pick him up somewhere. We'll do a trade on
fantasy. The offense was not the problem. It was the defense. You got to stop someone, and they could not stop them. They just went wherever they wanted. They just threw the ball, run the ball, throw the ball. I mean, it was just like, well, hell, we're not going to play defense, so what's the point? Cool. Game over.
Not to switch it up, but the team that could just throw the ball wherever they wanted, the Chiefs, man. I mean, that's how you win Super Bowls. They threw the ball exactly where they wanted to every single time.
They got to start running the ball. That's why they're not going
right.
to win. They also need another weapon besides Kelce and Tyreek Hill.
Dude, he goes to Kelce
all the
day
time.
Long.
And Tyreek Hill had like
Mr. Reliable.
But I'm saying at one of those times across the middle, he's going to take a helmet to the knee.
Tyreek Hill is 200 yards. They've got, I mean, but they if you take
200,
those
two football fields?
Yeah, I think he had 200 yards yesterday.
Yeah.
Something like that. That's my, they don't have enough, they need to get another weapon. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, like, is he any good? Like, are we going to run? They don't run the ball enough to know if he's any good. That really frustrates me. I'm glad I drafted him too. Him and Henry. Good grief.
Dude, Henry didn't have more than 10 yards, dude.
Well, I mean, they couldn't. They were living in the backfield.
So what do we have? We had three rookie quarterbacks start.
You had Mac Jones.
Uh-huh.
He played pretty darn well.
Pretty good.
Trevor Lawrence.
Pretty well.
Trevor Lawrence with the Jags.
Hey, that was the first regular season loss in the history of Trevor Lawrence's career in high school, college, and everything.
Wow, Coach.
Yeah.
And I even messaged SportsCenter. I commented. I said, can we also get his middle school and elementary school records? I'd be curious to know if he's ever lost a regular season game.
Yeah, and guess what? 0-14, that stat now, Eddie. Number one quarterback overall.
Oh.
Their first NFL start, the last 14.
Oh, and 14.
Dang.
And I mean, that's going to last forever, right?
Not forever.
It could be 0 and 100 at some point.
Not forever, but boy.
Exactly.
Look at that.
Well, there goes another year.
Exactly.
Next year, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, those Jags better get ready, man. Lawrence is going to be losing a lot.
Oh, those Jags. I mean, Urban Meyer, they got dismantled by a terrible Texans that have nobody on that team.
So what is Deshaun Watson doing? He's just hanging in the balance?
Getting massages.
He's working one out.
Rubbing one out.
He's just hanging out.
Did the announcers make any jokes? Okay, so here's the round of this one.
Who watched that game?
I didn't know you guys got the ticket. I didn't know what you were
thumbing.
Why
would you turn on the Texans and Jaguars? They're both terrible.
Fantasy implications.
I want to see how Trevor Lawrence does.
I mean, yeah, that's fine.
I kind of want to see how Trevor Lawrence does.
I mean, yeah. I got to be real. We were doing the watch party. If I could have turned the game, I would have. The only other option was the Eagles absolutely blowing
that's
the doors off of the Falcons.
And the Texans were already blowing out the Jaguars.
Crazy.
So it was like 27-7. It was
Who
was
the quarterback for the Texans?
Tyrod Taylor.
How did he do?
Did good.
Great.
Did really well. I mean, they just, I don't know what at Jags, but Lawrence struggled. Three picks. I think he had three touchdowns also, though.
Hey, welcome to the NFL.
Welcome to the NFL. A little bit faster, a little bit harder. Going to be some growing pains, bumps in the road. When you're the number one pick, you're going to lose your first start. Zach Wilson with the Jets.
Zach Wilson.
They struggled.
Yes. But he looked good.
He looked good eventually.
For a little rookie quarterback.
They I think they were down 19-0 at some point.
God, I'd hate to be a Jets fan.
God, there's franchises that just would have to suck. The Jets is one.
I mean, last time they were good
the
was
the Giants. They are god awful.
Hard pass on the Giants.
You're saying New York is just SOL right now.
New York is yes.
Their only hope is the Yankees because their hockey sucks. Their football sucks.
God.
Their basketball sucks. The only thing they have to even hold on to is Garrett Cole and the Yankees.
No,
and
Brooklyn. They have Brooklyn.
That's true. I forgot that's a borough.
I forgot it's a borough, too.
It's right across the river. No problem.
Yeah, I know. You just take the L train.
You take the L train. You're there in 10 minutes.
That it would suck to be a New Yorker right now.
You got
to
take
New
it from lower Manhattan,
good,
but you'll be there in 10 minutes.
You think we got a good life? Our life is miserable. We win nothing. We stink. We suck again. Danny Dimes. Danny Jones sucks. Get Gettleman out of here. I mean, Saquon Barkley only going to have 4 rush attempts or whatever? Come on.
They're scared.
The last good player we had was Jeremy Lin. We had Porzingis, the unicorn, but he never did nothing.
He sucked.
Linsanity. Is my pizza ready? Get my pizza.
Linsanity.
I mean, do we really think we're winning an NBA title with Derrick Rose? No, get out of here with that crap.
Come on, Julius Randle.
You know what? They will win it, though, with Brooklyn. I mean, they just stacked the deck on that one. So they'll have the Nets. Yankees might not even make the playoffs.
They may not even make the playoffs, which is unbelievable.
So, yeah, it'll be just Brooklyn.
Yankees.
That's why baseball is interesting, dude.
Yes,
all that money in the world for the Yanks, and they ain't even going to make it.
Right, and the Rays spend like $30 million on their whole roster, and they're by and far the best team in the AL.
And they can't get any fans.
I'd love to have $30 million.
Well, yeah, who wouldn't?
I'm just saying.
That's a good point. Nice. I mean, that's a great point.
Nice to
have
that.
Who else? What other teams have no hope, like fans?
The Jags for
the
a little
Jags,
bit. They're going to struggle.
They're going to suck still.
Are we talking college, too?
I mean, you can talk college. I mean, just any – what fan base is just like, man, we have no hope ever. And the Jets and Giants are one of them.
Carolina?
I don't know. I think Carolina's okay. I don't think they're
That's right. Okay. Do you want an okay team?
I'd rather be okay than
terrible Chicago every year. I mean, they're going to just keep playing with Dalton. Yeah, I mean,
we made the playoffs last year. We've been decent. The Jets and Giants have sucked for 8-9 years, I feel like. They've been terrible.
I just thought of one.
Tell me.
And you guys, it's going to be an unpopular opinion.
Cincy.
Go ahead. Cowboys.
Texas. Like, you guys are screwed. Like, the UT horns are not the horns I remember when I first
moved. When did you remember them being good? Oh, Mac Brown. That's right.
Yeah. They are not good.
Vince Young.
The Mavericks are screwed because there's way teams that are bigger, stronger, faster. Mavericks are screwed. The Spurs are in a 10-year rut. And the Cowboys blow.
Easy.
Oh, man.
Dude, Texas.
Oh, so you're just saying
easy.
The general state of Texas.
You're saying the state of Texas?
Like the Dallas Star. They
you
have nothing
son of a...
for another 10 years. You have nothing good.
Coach, the Cowboys are good this year.
No, they're not. Not compared to the other teams.
What did you watch on Sunday that's better than the Cowboys?
Browns.
Okay. That'd be a challenge. But who else?
I mean, Kansas City is head and shoulders
above
all the other
teams. I bet we could take on Kansas City.
And you will in a few weeks.
I cannot wait for that game.
I don't think the NFL is as scared of the Chiefs as they used to be. The Chiefs
have... Ray, I will bet you...
No, but...
Sorry.
Coach,
sorry.
Don't use that letter.
I will leverage something with... I will barter something with you.
Yes, I will give you
the
my water
Cowboys
bottle.
The Cowboys are the only hope in Texas, or otherwise it's 10 years of nothing.
Man, you got a good point.
Astros, ever since Trash Can Gate, they
the
suck.
Astros are actually going to...
The Mavericks are great.
The Astros are actually good, and they're in first place, good. And they can... They could win the World Series this year.
No, because of karma, I don't think they can.
Yeah, the trash cans, they took them all out.
Yeah. What other states?
And you know what?
Oh, we're going states now?
Guys, I'm sorry
to
bring that up.
Well, he went Texas. That was pretty good.
I'm sorry to say that with Texas because there is actually a tropical depression moving up right now.
It's called the UT Longhorns?
You're not talking about natural disasters.
So they're about to get a foot of rain in the next 3 days. It's a tropical depression Nicholas. And it's moving up through Corpus Christi.
Maybe
Houston.
That'll slow down Arkansas. Yeah. Eddie, who are the Cowboys? Oh, they play the Chargers
this
week.
Easy breezy.
Easy breezy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. Watch out for Herbert.
Put a dollar on it.
Put a dollar on it?
Put a dollar on it.
I wonder what that line is. I'd say Chargers minus one.
We should bet it today.
Watch out for Overton and Herbert.
Oh, Overton did get a shout out.
He did?
I heard it. And I think the first score was a field goal. And they're like, and the Chargers, they have a brand new long snapper. Matt Overton is with them now. And I was like, that's my boy.
That's funny.
Awesome. It is 3 to the Cowboys. So Cowboys are dogs.
What? They Cowboys are plus 3?
Plus 3?
Yeah.
Give me.
I'll bet it right now.
I'll bet it right now.
I don't even bet.
You still got White Sox money.
Listen, yeah, Eddie, I've like given up on that bet.
Like I said, wait, I place them every
hold
morning.
Hold on, hold on,
I've been
hold on.
Giving,
hold
I gave
on,
up on that
on,
bet.
Hold on, hold on, hold on. We still have money.
Yeah, but I gave up on the bet.
We still have money in the bank.
Yeah.
Why are you dismissing this? How much money do we have in the bank?
$48.
Oh, that's great. Put on the Cowboys.
Okay.
48.
Yeah, I mean, I like the Cowboys plus 3.
Let's go. 48 Cowboys plus 3. We split it.
Yeah. Is it really plus 3?
That's yes.
I can't.
Let's go. Bet it right now.
You act like I don't know how to read a line.
No,
anymore.
I understand. I'm just shocked.
Coach, are you able to read
because
a line?
Because the way I look at it, there's going to be here.
Coach, I know what a plus and minus is. I took algebra, you jackass.
But I know.
Are you sure you're not looking at the over-unders, Ray?
I know it's been a long time since you've bet, so I wasn't sure.
It's a little fuzzy, but Coach, I was able to make out exactly the plus and minus. Cowboys are dogs.
I mean, yeah.
What's Vegas thinking here?
I don't know.
No, Vegas, no. When a line doesn't make sense, what do we know? Vegas knows something,
they know something.
We don't know.
Oh.
So we got to figure out.
But Cooper's the way hurt. I look at it is, well, Zeke doesn't know how to play football anymore.
No,
Zeke,
they gave him the ball 5
no,
times.
The Sour Patch Kids.
Listen, Zeke
that's
has,
what they know. They watch Hard Knocks.
Airheads.
Yep.
Zeke has personality disorder or something.
Coach.
Like.
And he's got that nasty ring coming out of his nose.
In Hard Knocks.
I already told you.
Okay, in Hard Knocks, some of the times he was with his boys, you know, we have camaraderie. We actually say, how's your day going? How are you doing? Zeke, we just go, He never even said a sentence.
Coach.
He just would yell at other guys.
He's not normal.
Are you saying CTE?
No, this is from birth.
No, but they showed that footage of him at the preseason game, and he just go,
His tongue sticking out.
And it's all different colors. You're like, okay, he's been eating those gummies again.
He never said anything.
I know, Coach, I know.
But here's the way I look at it. I'm just going to try.
It's okay. You know what?
No, I'm going to look at the Cowboys. This is me just, I don't know why they're getting 3. Because they're going to have 10 days to prepare.
Yeah.
Because they had the Thursday night game.
West Coast, East Coast.
No.
Are they going to L.A.?
Yeah, they're going to L.A.
You go. Shh,
come on, they're already there.
West Coast.
No, West Coast is okay because
you're going back in time.
Oh, my God.
If you see the sun,
there's
going
to be a lot
LA.
Of Cowboys fans that go to that game.
Hey, Dak, when the sun rises in the west, you see L.A.
Man, I like that Dallas plus 3.
I know. Well, go ahead. Explain why.
I can't understand why they're getting 3. I didn't think the Chargers.
But you were trying to come up with something. Did you give up?
Yeah, because they get 10 days to prepare, so they'll be more rested.
Maybe Cooper's hurt. Maybe there's an injury we don't know about.
Zach Martin, their best offensive lineman, should be back.
Should be back by then.
So I don't know.
Maybe it's
the Cowboys' defense. Your defense is still bad.
They're worried about the defense.
That must be
they
it.
They are still. I mean, the secondary is a little loosey-goosey.
But yeah, man, guys.
I didn't really watch the Chargers.
I didn't really watch it either because it was a weird. Because Fitzmagic got hurt. That's
their quarterback?
No. The Washington
that's
football team.
Washington.
And so it was a low-scoring game, and it's a tough defense. Washington, but they won the game. They did enough to win. So I don't know. Interesting.
Guys, I got it cleared up. That flashlight earlier, they were repairing the air conditioner. So
thank you.
Everything is better.
Let's go to break.
Tonight.
Thank you, Ray, on that update.
Yeah. Do you want to talk any college?
Yeah, we do. But tonight, real quick.
Yeah. Ohio State, I hate Ohio State.
Oh, you hate Ohio State?
Why?
You didn't have any...
No, I was celebrating my birthday. One of my best buddies. He's a huge Ohio State guy. He was depressed the whole time. It led to fights. We ended up ditching him downtown, heading out at 3 back to the crib because he was so depressed. It literally brought down the overall morale.
That's why
my
you hated
1 week post birthday celebration. Yes. Well, and I mean, I was like agreeing with him too. He's like, man, what do you think about Ohio State? Yeah, let's go, baby. Lock City. -14.5. I mean, they got beat by 14.
Ray, are you finally understanding what I was saying about Tennessee?
What?
That they suck?
Dude, I thought they won. I woke up on Sunday morning and they had lost. They were winning the whole game.
Didn't they play at like noon? How the hell did you, how were you asleep already?
Remember, they went downtown, coach, at 11.
Coach, we're bouncing around to different bars.
You went to bed at 4?
Yeah, we fell asleep at 4.
And didn't wake up till the next damn morning?
Coach, that's what he does. How do you not know this about Ray?
That's what I do, coach.
Well,
drinking.
I thought you would be at least up
Ray
to like
Ray starts drinking at 8 a.m.
Dude, we're drinking it. No, I mean at brunch at 10. But yeah, I thought the Vols won. That's why I kind of hate drinking. I literally thought I was waking up to a win.
That's funny.
2-0 team.
But yeah, Ohio State, I mean, that's depressing. Like, they got – maybe the Pac-12's back. We never let the Pac-12 into the playoff because they always suck. Maybe the Pac-12's back. They went to Ohio State, and they won. Good game. Good win.
And Texas – who is his name? Card? What is his name?
Yeah, Hudson Card.
He sucks. That team is bad. How can Texas, the recruiting powers that they have, not have a better quarterback than that guy?
He's going to be really good is what I hear.
Not this
from
year.
From my inside sources.
Keith?
No,
hey,
I
kid.
Got other people.
I'm driving all the way to Arkansas to see Card.
Kid, I'm on I-35 on the upper level right now in traffic, and I can see them practicing. This kid looks good.
Hey, kid, you go through Mountain Pine, or do you go through Fayetteville?
Fayetteville, Keith. That's where the game
is. I mean, I love...
crap, I'm already in Memphis, kid.
All the hype behind Texas. They weren't really the number 15 team in the country.
They weren't. That was a joke.
Jeez, like, these rankings are hilarious the first few weeks of the season. They got pushed around on the offensive and defensive line. They said, you want to come to the SEC. You want to come play with the big boys. And they didn't play one of the good teams in the SEC. They played with the bottom feeders of the SEC and got dominated. Got dominated up front on both sides of the football, and they couldn't do anything.
Do they usually play a team in the SEC? Might be a dumb question. Texas.
No, usually they play like New Mexico State and stuff.
So
they're about to play them all.
Yeah, they're about to play them all. And they're about to get,
how awesome is that? That they are just to this acceptance with the SEC. It's going to happen in 5 years or whatever. And then this year they get to play an SEC team and just get work.
It's going
to
happen in 5 years.
I think the Big 12 contract ends in 2025.
Oh my
unless
gosh.
They want to pay $80 million to get out of it early.
That's 3 years.
Is it? I don't know what year we're in. But anyway, I wonder if Texas fans right now are sitting there going, did we really decide to join the SEC? Did we really?
Yes. Yes, because the Texas fans are always delusional, and they think they're better than they really are.
And they always and all I hear is, yeah, we're going to – don't worry, we got time to get better.
Yeah, you got 3 years to get better.
You better find a lot more better players in Westlake and
no, but the problem
Lake
is
Travis
they already have top five, top 10 recruiting classes every single year.
It's coaching. They need Mac back.
Every single year they have top 10 recruiting classes and they can't beat anybody.
Dude, they have not been good since I moved to Texas, and I will hang up and listen.
I lived in Texas when Vince Young was good, so.
And Colt McCoy.
Colt
McCoy is good. He took him to the national title game.
Okay.
Yeah, the only thing that was good with Vince Young when I moved there was a steakhouse, and I'll hang up and listen.
Little known fact, that was the Real World Austin House.
That's correct.
And I'll hang up and listen on that.
Is Vince Young Steakhouse, is it still open?
Yes.
I don't know. I guess so.
I don't know about
Never
that.
Never been
either.
There.
Really?
Why would I go there?
I don't know.
Vince Young ain't hanging out and greeting people.
It's a steakhouse.
You're
coach.
A foodie coach.
Yeah, I know, but it's just his name. He doesn't have anything to do with it, I don't think. I just think they pay him to use his name, right?
Let me tell you what pissed me off about Saturday.
Go ahead.
You told me specifically, hey, Alabama favored by 60, bet him. And I did.
Oh, yeah. Mercer.
There was 55. I think it was minus 55.
What was the final score?
40, where are we here?
Mercer put up 21, I think, on him.
Yeah, they did. Where are we
here? Hey,
48-14.
Okay.
Nick no Saban. Cover. Nick Saban goes, if this team didn't get shook up by this, they're going to get shook next week.
Yeah, exactly.
Save it.
Okay, Eddie, go ahead. Open your betting account right now.
Why?
And bet on Alabama this weekend. Don't care what the spread is. Bet it.
No, you told me that last time.
You guys, this is reckless.
You told me that last time.
Go ahead and open your betting account
right
now.
Should we be having this conversation in front of Ray?
Yeah, he's got earmuffs on.
Okay, earmuffs, Ray.
No, seriously.
Pull up the Saban clip.
Oh, yeah, I want to hear it. But listen, Eddie, what? Will you open your account
Who
right now?
Who are they playing?
They're playing Florida, I believe. Go ahead and look it up. Look up and see how much they're favored by.
I don't have lunchbox money to throw away.
No, I'm not throwing your money away. I'm just telling you what to bet to win.
Hold on, it's loading.
Yeah. Listen, they're not going to show anything against Mercer. They were probably up 30-0, 40-0 at halftime and then put in the third stringers.
But you told me it doesn't matter what the spread is, bet them.
It doesn't matter. Bet them again.
You're going down.
They're going to win money.
Alabama, Florida, where are you? There it is. 15 and a half.
There you go. Alabama, put $3 on it.
No, I'll do $5.
There you go, see?
$5.
There you go. Congratulations. You got.
And then are you doing the Cowboys bet or do you want me to do it?
I'll look at it.
No, you're going to bet it.
We got to make sure. There's something that we're missing.
There, you know what you're not missing?
You're not missing Florida State. Did you watch that?
Hey. Listen, that was crazy, dude. I got audio for that if you want.
Yeah, let's hear that.
Well, it's not ready yet.
Which one are you playing right now?
Hold on. Hopefully this is shook. All right. And also, are you guys going to Vegas this weekend?
Yeah.
Well,
thank
then
God.
There's your Dallas.
Yep. What can you tell us about Tua Tagovailoa?
Dang it. That wasn't it. That was a clip from 3 years ago.
Yeah, Tua, he's been playing with the Dolphins. No.
Saban,
what do you got to say about Tua? Well, he's been playing with the Dolphins for the past couple of years.
All
you know
right.
what I mean? I think it was a good job by him this weekend against the Patriots. You know, he didn't look great, but he did enough to win. And I think the ceiling is very high for him. I think, you know, the trajectory is just up from here, and I think he's going to lead the Dolphins to the playoffs. Thanks,
all
Nick.
All right.
That was a good clip.
Saban, over here. What did you think about Jalen Hurts?
Man, listen, Jalen Hurts, I mean, we had to bench him in favor of Tua because we didn't think he could throw the ball. And I'm still not convinced he can throw the ball. He went to Oklahoma and he did a good job there in the running the spread. NFL's a different animal. He looked good this weekend against the Falcons, but let's calm down on all the hype. Let him play a real defense and real team because we all know the Falcons are trash. Hell, I think my Alabama team could take on the Falcons.
Hey, coach, over here. Yeah, coach, what did you think about Mac Jones?
Mac Jones, listen, guys, I think it's a perfect fit for the Patriots. It's game one of his career. He played well. He actually played better than his old teammate, Tua. It's just that Damian Harris fumbled the ball on the 6-yard line. Nothing Mac Jones can do about that. And listen, I think I see a Super Bowl in his future.
Coach, the independent over here.
Yeah.
Coach, what did you think about Najee Harris?
Najee Harris, there was a lot of hype of him coming out of Alabama. He's one hell of a running back. But that run defense for Buffalo, they stacked the box, and they just couldn't get anything going. Trust me, he's going to get 1,500 yards this year.
Coach, last question over here. Yeah, Coach, Devontae Smith, what did you think about him?
Oh, Devontae Smith. Listen, everybody says he's small and he wasn't going to be able to make it in the NFL. Listen, speed kills. That's what I keep telling you guys. Here at Alabama, he was fast. And that's what he is in the NFL, fast, and he's going to score touchdowns.
Coach, one more over here. One more, Coach. Coach, the Tua and Waddle, do you think that connection is going to get better throughout the year?
Oh, guys, their connection, they would work in practice before practice, after practice. The connection they had here at Alabama, you know, it was amazing. And you're going to see it transcend down there in Miami. They're going to take him to the next level. Did you see that touchdown by Jalen Waddle yesterday? What a throw by Tua and the speed and the hands. Jalen Waddle has some of the best hands that we've ever had here at Alabama.
Coach, one more over here. Coach.
Yes, sir.
That was already your last one.
Oh, so go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Jerry Jeudy, Coach, didn't have a great first year last year. Do you think he's going to have a better year this year?
Yeah, but he hurt his ankle yesterday, so I'm really worried about his ankle. They did x-rays. It says negative, but I'm expecting him to miss at least 3 weeks.
Great.
Thank you guys for that.
Oh, one more, Coach. Amari Cooper, you think he's going to be really good this year?
Amari Cooper, did you see what he did against the Super Bowl champions? I mean, he went out there and balled, and that's what he did at Alabama. Ball, ball, ball. Only problem is, there's a lot of weapons on that team. So 1 week it may be Amari Cooper. Next week may be Gallup and when he gets back from his injury. I mean, you never know what they're going to use, but they got a lot of weapons. But let me tell you, Amari Cooper, he's the best weapon.
Cooper.
Guys, right, I cannot done. Believe that you good. Can find not find that audio. Somewhere.
I mean, Coach, I've been filibustering. I
mean, we just had a 10-minute press conference.
I think I've asked about every Alabama player.
Thank you, Coach.
In the NFL.
Yeah.
Wow.
Ruggs, the Alabama.
Yeah.
Coach, one more question over here. Henry Ruggs plays tonight against a very, very good. Baltimore defense. How do you think he's going to perform tonight, Coach?
Well, I mean, they lost their best corner. Marcus Peters last week to a torn ACL, so
I think
he's going to find some open holes. What I'm really worried about is he going to get you enough points for your fantasy win? Because I know you need that.
Coach, that's all I'm asking. That's the only reason I'm asking, Coach.
I know you need him that, and I think he's going to have a breakout year this second year because, man, let me tell you, Henry Ruggs,
last year was bad.
You can't guard that guy. When he learns the system, in which he should have it down by now, going to be great. And our old running back, Josh Jacobs, you know what I mean? They say illness, he may be out tonight. I've been talking to Josh, and he's not feeling well, so don't expect him to play.
And Josh went to Alabama, too?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Alabama just – all they do is –
Coach, have you still not found that audio?
That's what I mean about Alabama. They never make excuses. All they do is reload.
Intensity for 60 minutes in a game. Execute, do our job, play hard, finish games, finish plays, do things the way we're supposed to do it.
Dang it, that wasn't it.
What
the – And – if they weren't shook by that today, they're going to be shook next week.
All right, do you want the Florida State highlight?
Yes, here's the thing. Florida State is winning with like 3 seconds left.
Who are they playing?
Jacksonville State.
Who?
Jacksonville State.
Got it.
Okay? And they are 59 yards, I believe, from the end zone. All you have to do is just push everybody back. Hey, let them catch it and then tackle them. And here we go.
The defender for Florida State got burned. He also didn't put his hand up far enough. He also didn't make the tackle, and he also let the guy then get 10 yards after catch and go into the end zone.
Here's Cooper, four-man rush for Florida State, going to cut it loose. Phil Yaw Johnson caught it inside the 10. Phil Yaw Johnson on his feet. He'll cut back, and Jacksonville State has won at the horn. On the final play of the game, Zarek Cooper throws to Damon Philyaw Johnson, and the Gamecocks have upset the Seminoles.
Wow.
These proud, not even franchises, universities, football powers, Texas, Florida State. I mean, guys, what is going on? I mean, Bobby Bowden leaves, and Jimbo Fisher comes in, and – then they get rid of him, and they can't get it together. Texas gets rid of Mack Brown, which needed to happen. And, I mean, I think Sark may get it together eventually, but, boy, bad luck. So, all right.
Man, let's put her to bed, right?
Let's put her to bed. And if you lose to Jacksonville State, should we just end your program? Should you just automatically be disqualified, like, at season over? Get him out of here. Move Jack.
Let Sam Houston State go to the ACC.
Heck, Stephen F. Austin almost beat Texas Tech.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, same as Sam Houston. Let's go. Move one of those dudes up.
Oh, jeez. All right. Have a great Monday. Enjoy the game tonight. Raiders. I mean, I know Raider Nation, we have a lot of Raider listeners.
Man,
and
we need the Raiders tonight.
Let me tell you, you boys and the Raiders, if they don't start winning, I mean, are you ever going to fire Gruden? Because, golly, he gets paid $10 million a year to suck.
This is going to be the first test of your theory of teams going to Vegas, right? Are they playing in Vegas?
They're playing in Vegas.
Yeah. So let's see how the Ravens do tonight. If they suck really, really bad, we know that they went out partying the night before.
Also, they're down to their like fifth string running back, so that might be a little bit to do with it.
Fourth.
Who did they lose? They lost
the main
J.K. Dobbins.
Dobbins.
Gus Edwards. Justice Hill.
Wait, Hill?
Was it Justice something? Those three, and then now, three, four string running back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I'm interested to see. I mean, the Raiders can put up numbers. They have good offense. Is their defense any better? We'll see. Enjoy it. Have fun.
All right.
Yeah.
And, brother, if you're listening, you be careful driving, right, brother?
Yeah, brother.
Bub, I'm always going to have a couple days off after Chiefs game day on Sunday, bub.
Yeah, maybe we'll have a little Bub's barbecue on Wednesday, hear about the atmosphere. So, everybody have a great – I mean, that podcast was long, wasn't it?
Hour.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Right. There's so much to talk about.
So much.
Do a spinoff.
No, I don't want to do a spinoff. Why would I want to do a spinoff? I like doing it with you guys.
Also, why is this audio so hard to find?
Coach, tell you what. We have a day before our next podcast, so on Wednesday, have that audio ready.
It really wasn't even that great of audio. It was just fun to hear one time.
Yeah. This is just, Coach, you're a perfectionist, and this is just, it's just getting to your head. It's all right.
It's all right. Don't worry
about
it. It's okay. No one cares.
Hey, listen. My friend always says this, and I think it's great to live by this. Less stress, more life.
What?
No, more stress, less life. Right?
No, more stress. Wait, what?
More stress.
No, less stress. Life. No, less stress, more life.
And what's our new slogan?
Less stress, more life.
No, our new slogan.
I cheated.
No, what? I don't know what Ray said. Lifestyle changes.
Oh, more lifestyle, less sports.
Yep.
That's it. All right.
Coach, yep. I don't know if this is good. This is the cop telling the Arkansas head coach that they're taking down the goalposts. It kind of looked good.
You know they're probably going to take that post down, don't you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Take your hands up. It's probably going to happen.
We can replace it. We're going to let him come down. We'll get fined for it, but
no.
if we don't let him come down, yeah. We'll get hurt. You know?
I don't want that.
Yeah.
Just let him get the Texas guys out of here.
Yeah.
Let him have it.
Yep.
It's okay with you.
Yeah, it is.
That's kind of cool.
What happened?
They're talking about Texas. Hey, Texas, you just got throttled so bad. Just a warning. They're about to take down these goalposts. People are going to get hurt, but we're going to let them come down, Texas.
Well, yeah, they're saying he's talking to the Arkansas head coach, and the coach is like, hey, just let them come down, because if we don't, if we try to stop everybody, people are going to get hurt.
Let the people come down?
Yes, because they're going to get fined. I think you get fined if you let people storm the field.
What about the goalposts?
And he was like, you know they're going to take the goalposts down. And he said, that's fine. We'll just replace them.
Texas got the brakes beat off them so bad, they had to plot the field goal post with the cop and tell them how they need to let them come down because the fans have so much energy and fire in them right
but
now.
But also, I found it very interesting of Arkansas to storm the field for winning that game. Like, I don't.
It was a big game for them.
Was it?
They said it was the biggest game in the history of Arkansas.
They beat Texas. They weren't expected to beat Texas.
I understand, but Texas isn't anybody good.
It didn't matter.
Just a bunch of cheering.
It don't matter, Coach. That's a good win for the Razorbacks.
I mean, you didn't beat a top two. You didn't beat the top team in the country. You beat a 15 seed. I mean,
Coach, they haven't stormed the field in a while.
But that's what I'm saying. You don't storm the field for beating a top 25 team. Like, goodness gracious, Arkansas, get a grip, man. Like, I understand it's a big win, but storming the field for a top 15
win. You're saying you beat Alabama, storming the field.
Yes, if you beat the number one team in the country, fine, storm the field.
Okay,
but. Beating a 15, Texas hadn't been, I mean, they haven't been good in years, and you're storming the field just because, I mean, but Arkansas's been low. I mean, they've been bad.
That's what I'm saying.
So maybe, I don't know. I don't think.
They're on the up and up.
So if Ole Miss is 25 and they beat them, do they storm the field? I mean.
Yeah, I don't know.
You got to draw the line somewhere. I mean, congratulations on the big win, but tearing the goalpost down over a beating 15. And I understand Texas is a big rival, quote unquote. But you haven't played them in a long time, so is it really a rivalry? I don't know.
I'm really.
What do you need to do going into Florida to play better other than the penalties?
Well, you know, these are all choices and decisions that players make. You know, they make a decision to throw their helmet. Right? They make a decision to grab and throw another guy on the ground.
And if they don't get shaken, they're going to get shook.
Thank you, Saban. Thank you. That's why you bet on Alabama every week. You hear that? You hear that talk? They're going to blow the doors off Florida.
You didn't see the stat, though. It said when they're, like, over 50-point favorites, they're 1-5.
Okay,
you should have read that stat and told Eddie that before
Saturday. Said it was only 45-point
spread. I lost a freaking dollar because of you, dude.
Well, you're about to win 4.
All right.
All right.
4.5.
There you go. All have right. a great Monday.
Goodbye, everyone. Oh, go Raiders, too.
You want the Raiders?
Is Jacobs really out?
They said questionable with sickness.
Probably.
I play him in fantasy, but I'm already down 30.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Scuba lost by less than a point.
Oh, God, that was terrible.
Less than a point, dude.
Sounds like Billy, dude.
Yeah, look at Scuba. Look how miserable he looks because of that.
Billy lost to DraftKings 100,000 by a tenth of a point.
Oh, I got a DraftKings story for you. I don't know what to do. You guys going to help me on this. I'll talk about it on Wednesday.
Billy won 600, missed out on 100,000.
Oof. All right.